USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump makes his court appearance today at 4 p.m. Eastern. President Biden's Department of Justice, after 2.5 years, is pushing for more charges against the former president. The Secret Service released a statement saying it's working with city police and federal officials to ensure the highest level of safety and security for Trump while minimizing disruption to the normal court process. The former president was indicted Tuesday for January 6. The Internal Revenue Service promises paperless processing for taxes by 2025. It plans to have taxpayers digitally submit all correspondence by the next tax filing season in 2024, according to the Treasury Department. The IRS will also digitize the estimated billions of historical documents in its catalog for the next 2 years, which will cost about $40 million per year to store. The man convicted of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue has been sentenced to death.
A federal jury reached that unanimous decision on Wednesday. The jurors had deliberated for about 10 hours over the course of 2 days. Joe Recht is president of Pittsburgh's Dor Hadash Synagogue.
I am feeling a sense of relief that after 4.5 years, the world has heard again about the horrific acts on October 27, 2018. And the shooter is being held accountable for those awful acts.
Robert Bowers was convicted in June on more than 60 charges connected to the 2018 shooting. Last month, a jury decided Bowers was eligible for the death penalty. I'm John Schaefer.
Perhaps it's time to start thinking of New York City as the big green apple. That's because New York consumes more marijuana than any other city in the world. The 2023 Cannabis Global Price Index says the city blazes through 62 metric tons of weed every year. USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
An actress and former Scientologist is now suing the church. Leah Remini sued the Church of Scientology yesterday. The church's spiritual headquarters is in Clearwater, Florida, but the suit was filed in California. The former King of Queens co-star claims the church has stalked, harassed, threatened, and intimidated her. Remini left the church 10 years ago and has since been one of the church's most high-profile critics. She claims the threats and harassment go back to 2006, and she's asking for a jury to award her damages for enormous economic and psychological harm. There's a new guy in charge at the United Auto Workers, and he has some demands.
The new head of the United Auto Workers Union, Sean Fain, says his union members are suffering.
We're currently living in a cost of living crisis caused by corporate greed. Companies are jacking up prices to make larger and larger profits while our wages have remained stagnant or regressed.
Fain took to social media to lay out the union's demands, including wanting a 32-hour work week for union members. Fain says the COVID pandemic taught everyone how important it is to spend more time with family and less time working. Another demand is for the UAW to be allowed to strike if an auto plant is shut down. Currently, that's against federal law. I'm John Schaefer.
Lollapalooza starts today in Chicago. The headliner is Billie Eilish. Lance Pry, USA News.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.